Hej och välkommen till Swedish Lessons, your shortcut to the Swedish language. We are talking about nouns right now in the podcast, and we have recently been introducing how to describe a noun. So to start speaking and like get your brain going a little bit, I would like you to think about the word a book. A book, it's very similar to English, so take your time and say it out loud. How would you say in Swedish, a book? En bok, en bok. Can you say that? Very good, bok. You can also listen to my consonant sound, k, the final sound. Oh, I'm sorry, that sound is not something that sounds very good in your earphones when you're listening. Because you are using, or I am using, a lot of air and breathing when I'm making the sound k. It's spelled with a k, just as in English, book. But in Swedish, we are breathing more when we are pronouncing the final K. So when K does not have anything after it, or maybe just a vowel sound after it, we will breathe quite a lot after making the sound. So please listen to me how I pronounce the final sound in book in Swedish and say after me. En bok. En bok. Very good. So K. Once again, sorry for that sound in your ears, but it's important because it's what makes you sound more Swedish. So the K sound is breathing more than in English, like in Swedish, more than in English. Okay, good. Bra. So now we know how to say a book. And in last episode, we were also learning how to say a long book. And you will have the same order of the words as in English. So take your time and say it out loud. How would you say in Swedish? A long book. En lång bok. En lång bok. Can you say that? En lång bok. Bra. Now, some spelling information. Long in English is spelled L-O-N-G. In Swedish, we have the same consonant, but the vowel is spelled differently. So in Swedish, the vowel sound long, ång, is actually spelled with an A with a small circle above it. An A with a small circle above it. So that is another vowel than the O. And it's called, the vowel, like the letter in Swedish, is called simply O, O. So we can pronounce it O or O. So once again, how would you say in Swedish, a long book? En lång bok. Bra. Now, question. If you would like to say a good book, you will have to use the Swedish word good. And I think you know it because you hear it quite often. So I'm not going to give you more clues here. So can you try to say that? How do you think that you would say in Swedish, a good book? En bra bok. En bra bok. So bra means good. That's what I'm saying to you like all the time when you're speaking Swedish here in the podcast. En bra bok. En bra bok. A good book. So bra, that's a very common Swedish word, bra. Like you can use it for everything. Oh, bra, like everything that's good, fine, you can use bra. So that's a very good word to know. So if you know different adjectives, such as long or good, you can exchange them and make a new phrase. If you want to change the noun on the other side, you can just keep good and use another noun. So for instance, we can say a good song. Maybe you have a song that you like and it's a good song. So the order of the words is going to be the same and you will just have to change the noun. So a song, I think you know how to say that. And now you know how to say a good song. So a good book. So take your time and say out loud. How would you say in Swedish, a good song? En bra sång. En bra sång. Can you say that? En bra sång. Ja, jättebra. And jättebra is also something that I'm saying now and then in the podcast. Jätte means very and bra means good. So how would you say in Swedish a very good song? En jättebra sång. En jättebra sång. Can you say that? En jättebra sång. Very good. And finally, how would you say in Swedish a very good book? En jättebra bok. Yeah, bra. That's all for today's lesson of Sweezy. Until then, take care. Ha det bra. Hej då.